We're talking about a case where there's a covered balcony and there's a crack down the middle of the roof of the balcony from one end to the other. And there's a maze underneath one side of the balcony and kalim underneath the other side of the balcony. In such a case, the kalim would be tar, even though anything under the same roof of the maze would become tamei ba'ayal. Here, since the kalim are on the other side of the balcony, there's a crack that is masik that separates the kalim from the maze, so therefore it's not as if the kalim are under the same roof of the maze and the kalim would be tar. Now, if you put something down on the floor of the balcony, directly underneath the crack, if the thing that you put down a tefach off the ground, if it's directly under the crack, that would close off the oil and allow the tumas maze to travel underneath that object to the other side of the oil, and the kalim would be tummy. Now, if a person would lay down on the ground of the balcony directly underneath the crack, Beishami Yom remain a maze of tumah. Beishami said that would not allow the tumah to travel from one end of the oil to the other. As since the person is laying directly on the ground, it's not a tefach off the ground, there's no room for the tumah to travel underneath the person, even though the top part of the person is a tefach off the ground, but the tumah cannot travel through the person, and therefore the kalim would be tar. As the kalim are underneath a different oil, the person would not close off the oil. Ubeisilo aimrim adam chalohu. Beisilo said the person is considered hollow, but asad ha'elyon maybe it's a tumah. The top part of the person would allow the tumah to travel from one side of the oil to the other, and this person, since it's directly underneath the crack, he would close off the oil and make it into one big oil, and the tumah would travel underneath the top part of the person, through the person, to the other side of the oil. Now, even though a person is not actually hollow, as he has his innards inside of him, since the innards are something separate, we look as if the person is hollow, and the tumah can travel right through him, and would be metame the kalim on the other side of the oil. Rabbi Huda holds there are six machlosim in which Beishamai is meko, he takes the lenient position, and Beis Hillel is machmer. This is in addition to the 23 machlosim which we mentioned in the previous parak in which Beishamai was meko and Beis Hillel was machmer. Dam nebelos, the blood of an animal which isn't a bela. Beishamai mitarin u Beis Hillel mitamin. Beishamai holds that the dam is tar, even though the nevela is tummy. The dam is tar, and Basil holds that the dam has the same din as the nevela, and it's tummy. Beitzat ha-nevela, an egg that is found in an oak, which is a nevela. Im yeish kayutzuba nemkeres b'shuk muter. If the egg is completed, that is similar to the eggs that are sold on the market, then the egg is muter, it's considered something separate from the nevela, and you're allowed to eat the egg. Im la basura kedivrei beishamai. But if the egg is not yet completed, you're not allowed to eat the egg according to Beis Shammai, as in such a case it would have the same din as an Avela, or Beis Hillel Oisrim. Beis Hillel holds that the egg is also, even if it's completed, still it has the same din as an Avela, and you cannot eat it. Umodem, the Beis Ashtrefa, Shehi Asura, Mipnei Shegdela Beisra. Beis Shammai agrees in such a case that an egg is found in an oak, which is a trefa, that the egg is also to eat, even if when he found it, it was already completed, because it developed Isser, meaning to say that the oak did not die right away when it became a trefa, so therefore the egg developed after the oak was already Isser, so therefore the egg also has the same din as the trefa, and you're not allowed to eat the egg, even according to Beis Shammai. Dam nachris, the dam tahora, shamitza ras. Beis Shammai mitar, the dam of nachris, that the din is, that minatora, a guy or a guy, is not metamic with nita or zava. But the Chachamim were geyser, that Goyim have a din of Zavim. But the Chachamim were only geyser on the rope and the meraglion of Goyim, which is Tmea, but not Dam Nito or Dam Zava, and therefore the Dam Nito or Dam Zava of a Goya is Tar. And the Dam Torah of Mitzaras, which is that the liquid that come out of a Mitzaras is Tmea. But according to Beis Shammai, a Mitzaras who is sitting Bimei Tara, meaning to say that she had given birth to a child, and there is a period of time after the birth of a child in which she is sitting Bimei Tara, that the dam that comes out of the Isha is not Tameah. And so too, when it's Mitzaras, it's Yoshevitz B'Dmei Tara, even though her roke and meraglion that come from her guf are Tameah, but the dam would be Tar, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Oimrim Karuka Ukamei Rekla. Beis Hillel holds that the dam Nido or dam Zav of a Goya, or of a Mitzaras, that is Yoshevitz B'Dmei Tara, is Tameah, just like the roke and the meraglion of a Goya or a Mitzaras is Tmea, meaning to say that roke and meraglion is Tmea only while it is lach, while it is still damp, but not after it is yavesh, after it dried out, so too the damnida or damzav of a goya or mitzuras be made tara, be tmea only while it is lach, not while it is yavesh, as opposed to regular damnido or damzav of Israelis, which is tmea even after it is yavesha. Ochlem peru shvias betova uvishalo betova, kedibre beishalim. On shvias, all the peres are hefker. A person can walk into somebody else's field and eat the peres of that person's field, whether he wants to show appreciation to the owner of the field or not. According to Beishamai, Ubeisilah Omrim ain't Ochlin Ella Betova. Beisilah holds that even on Shvias, a person cannot walk into somebody's field and eat his pears unless he shows some sort of appreciation to the owner of the field. Now, even though the pears are hefker, on Shvias still, according to Beisilah, you just show appreciation to the owner of the field. And Beisilah is afraid that if you simply walk into the field without acknowledging the owner of the field and eat his pears on Shvias, you might end up doing so during the 6 years after Shvias. Also, you might come in and eat the peres without the das of the owner of the field. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, even on Shvias, he has to show some sort of appreciation to the owner of the field. Hachamas. Beishamei Oimrim Trura Omeres. A chamas is a flask made out of leather in which liquids are held in it. Now, if the flask develops a hull, then the flask is no longer a makabel tuma. Now, according to Beishamei, unless the place where the hull was is tied up and the leather mends itself, that the hull is totally closed off, even if you would untie it, there no longer would be a hull. Only then would the flask be makabel tuma. Ubeisilah imrim afal pi she'ena tzrura. Ubeisilah holds that if the place where the hull was tied up, even if the leather did not mend itself, since it's tied up, it is now makabel tuma again.